It's time for Fed Talk, the live show for Feds in the know. From federal agencies to Capitol Hill, the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth bring in experts from across the federal community to bring you inside the issues. Fed Talk is meant to provide general information about legal issues. However, the views expressed in this program are not intended to provide legal counseling. Listeners are cautioned not to rely upon any statements made in resolving legal issues they may face, but instead to consult with their own attorney about specific situations. Attorneys are not engaged in providing legal services while appearing on the program and are not responsible in any manner for the consequences that may stem directly or indirectly from reliance on any statement made during this program.
Good morning and welcome to Fed Talk. I am Tony Vernetti from Feds, Federal Employee Defense Services. And it's finally starting to warm up here in Washington, D.C., which tells us here at Fed Talk that it's that time of year when we get to get out there and honor the service of our nation's federal, state, and local government employees. May 4th through the 10th will mark the 30th anniversary of the Public Service Recognition Week, which is led each year by the Public Employees Roundtable, or the acronym PER, which we'll be calling it today. It's every year, the first week in May. So we're going to talk about PER, and it's a whole week's worth of very exciting events. And to assist me with our discussion today, I am delighted to have two representatives from PER's Executive Committee in studio with me. First, I'd like to introduce my good friend, Jenny Mattingly, who is a legislative director at the Senior Executives Association and also a co-host of this very show. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. It's exciting to be here as a guest.
And then we have my other good friend, Robin Kehoe. You see how you guys are all good friends while we're in here?
That's right. We're all friends.
Robin is, of course, with a frequent contributor here at Fed Talk. She is with the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund, where she serves as the Director of Communications and Development. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Tony.
Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And because no show on public employees would be complete without someone from the Office of Personnel Management, we are thrilled to have Tracy DeMartini, who is a Deputy Director at the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, joining us a little bit later in the show by telephone. Just a reminder that Fed Talk is brought to you by GEICO, where 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. For more information on GEICO, go to geico.com. So, Jenny, let me start with you and have you introduce PER to our listeners, you know, and how it came about to start the Public Service Recognition Week way back in 1985, which I think is when all of us graduated high school, right?
Absolutely.
You might have been, Tony.
Right. Or not. But I was around. So, actually, thank you, Tony. Public Employees Roundtable and really Senior Executives Association was one of the founding members of Public Employees Roundtable. So it's been something that's been near and dear to SEA's heart for many, many years now. And really that's because back in the 80s, there was this whole, if you want to call it anti-government strain, you know, the government's not the government's the problem, or, you know, what was that? What was that saying back in the six scariest words? I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
I'm here to help, right. And I'm from the federal government.
I'm from the federal government and I'm here to help. So, you know, that whole idea was out there back in the 80s. And so a bunch of employee organizations, not just at the federal level, but state and local, looked for ways to really get a positive message about what government is, what government employees do for the American public. And that was the genesis of the Public Employees Roundtable, was to really look at promoting public service, educating people on what public service is, and recognizing those employees that serve in state, local, federal, county, you name it, any level of government across the country. So that's where PER started back in the early 80s, and it's gone through a bunch of iterations, but its main focus has been this Public Service Recognition Week every year in May. And Robin, you've been working on PSRW for a
long
time.
Right. So, let's give us a little, you know, insight to how it's evolved over the years, Robin.
Sure. Like anything, PSRW has continued to evolve and change. And I think in the early years, the focus was really on having a marquee event here in Washington, something that was visible, that drew attention to public service, and that would get some press and some attention both inside and outside the government. And so for a long time, we had an event down on the National Mall big tent where a lot of federal agencies would come and put on exhibits, and invited both folks within the government and passersby, tourists in Washington, local school children, to come and learn about how the federal government serves them.
And people really had to have great memories that I hear people talk about, the tanks rolling into the mall that DOD used to bring in, and the military vehicles. Yeah. And then agencies would have all these cool, you know, last time I did the mall event, USDA had things like, come and learn about, you know, your nutrition, test your BMI, do all sorts of weird stuff.
So many interesting things. I think we had the mine safety folks come one year, and they actually brought some of the machinery that they use in mine rescues, and NASA has brought vehicles down there and everything. But what kind of happened with the mall event is that it became a really expensive and unwieldy thing to do. And so over the last probably 5 years, we've really tried to focus more on the fact that federal employees are not just here in Washington, they're all around the country, and that state and local employees obviously are also all across the country. And so we've been reaching out through the member organizations of PER to try to get folks all over the country to celebrate this week in their own ways.
Yeah, but I hope it doesn't, you know, I remember the mall events, you know, myself. I worked for an employer that required us to go there each year back in the day. But I hope it doesn't lose, for me, back when I used to practice law and represent federal employees, one of the things I love the most is learning about their job. You know, I got to sort of live their job vicariously, you know, through them. And that's kind of what this, you know, mall event, you know, was about. You know, all the different agencies that you never heard of. You know, with my main company, Feds, I have a new underwriter that's underwriting our insurance, and they're just getting our information, and they're fascinated by all the different federal agencies and what do they do. And, you know, so this is not only, you know, I see it as a time, you know, to not only, you know, honor their public service, you know, but to really educate, you know, the rest of the public of what's really going on, you know, outside the Beltway sort of stuff.
Well, and we actually see that educate mission that PER has as something that's not just about Public Service Recognition Week. It's really all year long we're working through various initiatives of the member organizations, through things that we come together to do to make sure that the public understands that there are so many different jobs that you can do in government and that they are so important to our everyday lives.
Well, and I think people forget that because you talk to people and you see all those surveys out there where people say, you know, I don't trust the government, I don't like the government, what do they do for me? But then you start asking them about, well, did you know, that a law enforcement officer is with the government? Did you know that, you know, NASA is the government, that? And they're like, oh, but I like those people.
Do you know that somebody in the government's cutting your Social Security check?
That's right.
Or something like that. Are they here, you know, like last year was, you know, really bad for federal employees with furloughs, sequestration, mm-hmm. you know, they furloughs, you know, they're furloughing people who are deemed non-essential. You know, how does that make you feel? You know, and the rest of, you know,
absolutely.
The rest of, you know, your the citizens around the country, well, they're not essential. What do we need them for? You know, so this is really, really a good time to educate. But I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the member organizations that are involved in PER, you know, because just like, you know, any organization, it's really only as strong as its members. And this is a little bit different, Public Employees Roundtable, in that it's not, you know, all these individuals or agency people. There's these other associations that have a common goal that are involved in champion this effort.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. It's that PER and PSRW has always been grassroots led, if you want to call it that. It's the common interest that while we may not all have the same policy goals or the same day-to-day goals, we do all share this one goal in supporting and educating people about government and about the good things it does. So PER is right now completely a volunteer-run coalition of like-minded organizations that represent either directly represent employees at the federal, state, and local levels across the country, or that are good government organizations like FIA that support the government in other ways. And so this has been one way that we can all work together to really talk about the positive aspects of government.
Yeah, and I think that's something not to discount, too. The fact that we have both management associations and federal employee unions and good government organizations who all come to the table together, because while they might be at odds with each other at various times, you know, in their work, they all agree that this message and this mission of getting people to recognize how important public servants are is a primary focus.
Right, and the fact that it's a singular message, you know, obviously makes it easier to pull these diverse groups together, you know, and, you know, just like sort of any organization, you're only as strong as your members. So the more, you know, the more people we have saying the same thing, the more people are going to listen. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm here with Jenny Mattingly from SEA and Robin Kehoe from FIA, and we're talking about the events surrounding the upcoming Public Service Recognition Week. We'll continue our discussion after this break and a word from our sponsor.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brought me to our nation's capital. I was taking a stroll around the mall when I met a very nice gentleman from Ohio who asked me a question. What kind of word is Geico anyway? An excellent question, I replied. I told him that GEICO isn't a word, it's an acronym, and it stands for Government Employees Insurance Company. I explained how GEICO actually got its start 75 years ago to help federal employees save money on car insurance. Interesting, the man replied, but today GEICO saves lots of people money on car insurance, including me. Have you ever thought about changing the name? I said, it's a thought, but Gecko sounds like GEICO. If we change the name, I might be out of a job. We strolled a bit more, stopped for some tea, and we both agreed. It's probably best to keep the name just like it is. GEICO.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online or over the phone. If you're a federal employee or belong to an association like Big, Few, Young Government Leaders, and others, you may qualify for a special discount. Contact GEICO today to request your special federal savings.
Welcome back to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I am Tony Vernetti, and I'm here talking with Jenny Mattingly from SCA and Robin Kehoe from FIA, and we are talking about the Public Service Recognition Week, which is coming up in a couple weeks. Before we broke, we talked a little bit about the PSRW week in the past, and we talked a lot about the events on the mall. Neither one of you jump in. Why don't you tell us about this year's theme and what we should expect to see?
Well, this year we have picked a theme called Proud to Serve, because really we started looking at, and this really started, I'll take a step back, it started last year when we used as a theme Why I Serve, because one of the things we started looking at was going back to that educate mission that we were just talking about before the break, is that people don't understand who public employees are, what they do, and then also a little bit of taking back this negative rhetoric and saying, you know what, I am proud to be working in government and I'm proud of what I do for the country. I'm not ashamed, and you know, there's no stigma about being a government employee. So this year we decided to take that to the next level and really talk about why people are proud to work for their country and serve their country. So we picked Proud to Serve. It's sort of the overarching theme of the event, and then we've picked some initiatives that will kind of weave into that. And we were really successful, I think, last year with the Why I Serve campaign of people picking that up.
Sure, absolutely. And we still have we did some videos with leaders in the federal, state, and local government, the groups that are part of PER, and had them talk about why they choose to be public employees.
Let's talk, Robin, let's talk, it would be a good place to kind of introduce your organization, the Federal Employees Education and Assistance Fund, you know, which is a charity that solely serves the federal sector. And I know one of the events we're going to have this week, it's going to benefit FIA, is the Public Service 5K Run Walk.
Yes.
I'll walk. You guys can run.
No, we're really excited about the 5K. This is an event that we started last year as a way to bring folks together, partly since we don't have the mall event anymore to bring everyone together. We thought this would be a great way to kick off the week with some energy. And we had over 300 runners last year, runners and walkers, who came out to Anacostia Park the first Sunday in May to celebrate with us. It was a really fun event. We had some mascots from different federal agencies. We are very excited.
Agencies got mascots?
They do. And
you know, we're
actually really excited. We are going to have Owlie Skywarn with us
Smokey
again.
The Bear, right?
Smokey was there last year.
But Owlie Skywarn from the National Weather Service, from NOAA, is going to join us again this year. And we
Thermie
had a lot
of
fun.
Right?
Yes, Thermie and Fight Back from the Food Safety Inspection Service will be there. So there's some opportunities just to have some fun as well as to run or walk in celebration.
But tell us about FIA and tell us, you know, what a little about the organization and how the run's going to benefit what FIA does for men and women.
The proceeds from the race will come to FIA. And what we do is help civilian, federal, and postal employees with two different programs. One is an emergency assistance program that does short-term no-interest loans to help feds who are having a tough time. It also does grants when there are major natural disasters that affect federal employees. So, you know, for example, Hurricane Katrina was the last really big disaster that we dealt with, and we gave almost $2 million in grants to federal employees to help them recover after that.
Even with the flooding this last year, wasn't it hurricanes and flooding, I think,
absolutely.
That we saw?
Absolutely. Hurricane Sandy, we definitely had quite a number of people who needed some assistance. And, you know, in the natural disaster times, what we do is sort of fill the gap while people are waiting for the Red Cross and their insurance and all those other things to kick in. We're able to give immediate help to folks. And then our other program is college scholarships. We do merit-based scholarship contest every year that's open to federal employees, their spouses, and kids. And that gives almost $500,000 in scholarships to students every year.
And that's really where FIA got its start in the wake of the Oklahoma City bombing tragedy is how FIA got its start. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think every kid who lost a parent in that tragedy, FIA put through college.
That is true. We are actually winding down that program now. We've got a couple of kids who are in school right now, and the last child who's eligible will be starting college this fall. So over 200 students ultimately will have their educations paid for by donations that were made after Oklahoma City. And we're doing the same thing for kids who lost a parent in the Pentagon on 9/11.
So tell us how people can get registered for the 5K, where they can go to get registered.
Very easy. The website is publicservice5k.com. And so that's publicservice5k.com. And that'll take you right to the registration page.
And it's a fun race. I ran it last year. It's a flat, easy course. So anybody who's worried about it, it's easy to run and walk and, you know, for a good cause. And so I definitely challenge everybody who's listening to make it out and support PSRW and help us kick it off.
It's a beautiful spot. For anyone who hasn't been out to Anacostia Park recently, they've done a lot of work in the park. They've refurbished it. It's got a great view of the backside of Nationals Park, right there on the Potomac. It's a great spot.
And there's parking, which you don't always get in D.C., but there
That's
is parking
true.
Lot.
And you can guarantee that the weather's going to be perfect. Not too cold, not too hot.
We put our order in early, so we're hoping.
We're hoping Owly will let us know ahead of time.
Jenny, tell us a little bit more about some of the other events. I know, you know, we got the town hall, you know, we got the Facing Government. Tell us a little about some of the other events.
We've got a lot of things going on. And Tony, I think one of the things you noticed when you were first looking at the events is this movement away from a bricks and mortar event, if you want to call it that, towards social media, because that's really the way to get your message out these days to broader audience and really push it outside of DC. That was one of the things that, as we've in the last couple of years been rethinking Public Service Recognition Week, post the mall event, and also just given the messaging around government and government employees, we've been really trying to think about how do you change that message? How do you move the dial on what people think about public service? And so one of the ways we started looking at doing that was through social media and through initiatives that were less DC-centric and really could be done by anybody anywhere, and also not just by government employees, but by the other people that support them too, because there's a lot of friends, families, colleagues that, you know, support the work that government employees are doing. So as Robin had mentioned earlier, we started last year with these Why I Serve videos on YouTube, and that was sort of our first foray into a big social media initiative, if you want to call it that. And then this year we've got a couple different things going on. One is our iHeart Public Service Whiteboard campaign, and you can find that on the website too at psrw.org. There's a template there that you can download, or you can use a whiteboard. Yeah, everybody's got a whiteboard.
So that's
probably
like a photo campaign?
Yeah,
how
it's a photo
work?
Campaign. So pretty much you can either download the template or hold a whiteboard, whatever you want to do, and talk about, you know, the template itself says iHeart Public Service because... ... and then you fill in why you support public service. I did one, you know, there's a picture. I think Robin's done a picture. Tony, you're up next. We're going to make you take a picture. So, you know, and then it's posted on both Instagram, Facebook, a couple different areas. I don't know quite where all they're posting.
Tweeting them.
So using it on a couple different initiatives. But the biggest issue is that they are all hashtagged, hashtag PSRW and hashtag Proud to Serve USA. So that way we're aggregating them all together. But we thought it was really just a fun way to talk about why people support public service. And people have been really excited to participate. And we've got pictures up there so you can see what people are saying and doing.
Are people doing this, you know, for themselves? Are they doing it for their colleagues? You know, are they doing it for somebody else they may know in public service?
I think it's been a great mixture, actually, of people talking about why they themselves are proud to be public servants. And then also public servants and their family members talking about what they appreciate their colleagues and other people in other parts of government doing for them. I saw one the other day that said, if you can read this, thank a teacher. And, you know, we forget sometimes that teachers are public servants as well. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really, really interesting cross-section of why people find public service to be important. But people do.
And I know something similar that you have is a face-to-face in government where they're posting stories or sharing stories.
Yeah, we really thought it goes back to the point you made earlier, Tony, about people don't always know what the government is, who these agencies are. They don't even know that certain things are out there. So we thought it would be interesting this year to, going along with that Proud to Serve, what is it that people do for their country? And so the Faces of Government campaign is for anybody, federal, state, local, at any level of government, to give a little blurb about what it is that they do as a government employee. And so that's, again, we're sharing that on Twitter, on Facebook. And so we really encourage people to do that because I think one of the biggest issues about government service is that everybody has that term faceless bureaucrat. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows who people are. And so this is trying, both of these, Faces of Government and iHeart Public Service Whiteboard, are trying to put a personal spin on what and who government employees are.
You know, and you mentioned, you know, a few times serving your country. And, you know, historically, we looked at that as about somebody in the military, you know, and we never really thought, you know, the bureaucrat in a cubicle, you know, next to the metal filing cabinet is serving their country, you know, but particularly in the, you know, post 9/11. You know, where everything, you know, is about, you know, protecting our homeland, our country, you know, our fiscal, you know, all these different things, you know, intertwine. You know, I think it's really important, you know, to get that message out, you know, that the federal level, you are protecting our country. You know, the state level, you're protecting your state. You know, local, you're protecting, you know, the local community. You know, whatever you're doing, it does, you know, apply across the board there.
It does. And I will say my iHeart Public Service slogan when I did it was iHeart Public Service because it's what makes America great. I mean, that's really, you know, not to sound a little cliche, but it's one of the foundations of our democracy is to have a strong, vibrant civil service. And that's part of what keeps our country running. And so, you know, I mean, these are the people that are doing things like protecting the borders, making sure, you know, our streets are free from crime, educating our kids. These are basic things that we all want done.
I think we found as we go out and talk to public servants and ask people to participate in the Whiteboard campaign that people are really proud to be serving their country as public employees, that that they take great pride in doing things every day that protect their fellow Americans, whether it's clean air and water or, you know, building the ships that take our Navy somewhere. You know, they're really proud of the role that they play.
One of the things we found in the Senior Executives Association when we had started talking to several years ago, we did a survey of GS-14s and 15s about moving up into the SES. And one of the reasons that they all cited as wanting to go into the SES was because they got to do these really great things for their country because they saw this tie into making things better, into doing some really interesting and phenomenal work. And so I think that's what people forget, given all the anti-federal employee rhetoric, anti-government employee rhetoric. People forget that there's a reason people go into government jobs. It's not for big pay. It's not for, you know, stock options or anything like that because you don't get it. It's because they wanted to do something for their country.
Right. And it takes a special, you know, kind of person who wants to do that. You know, I could tell you, you know, on my own personal level, you know, I used to be a federal employee. And I left in 2000. You know, I left Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And I remember sitting there at my law firm after 9/11. And my first instinct was to go back to the government. Mm-hmm. Just so, you know, I just felt, you know, that what good am I doing out here, you know, if I didn't go back in there. But ultimately felt, you know, serving federal officials the way I did was doing my part. But you know, it really is, you know, you have to take your hat off, you know, to the men and women who are serving, you know, as I like to call it, out of uniform, you know, and protecting our country. We have to stop here for our second break. When we come back, we will continue our discussion about the Public Service Recognition Week, and we will be joined by Tracy DeMartini, who is the Deputy Director at the Chief Human Capital Officers Council with OPM. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
GEICO's famous for saving people money on car insurance, and now, if you're a federal employee, you could be saving even more. In fact, you may already qualify for a special federal discount from GEICO. If you're a federal employee or if you belong to an association like BIG, FEW, FLIOA, Young Government Leaders, and many others, you could be saving hundreds of dollars. Contact GEICO today to get a quote and be sure to request your special federal savings. GEICO got its start back in 1936, specifically to serve federal employees. Today, we're still making it easy for federal employees to save money on car insurance. If you're a federal employee, you may qualify for a special federal employee discount. Or if you belong to an association like BIG, FEW, Young Government Leaders, and many others, you may also qualify. See how much you could be saving. Contact GEICO today to get a quote. And be sure to request your special federal savings.
If you're a federal law enforcement officer, then you know to do your job, you tap inside sources. To have a voice on policy and legislation, you join FLIOA. And when you want federal law enforcement officer news and up-to-date federal court decisions, you read FedAgent.com. If you aren't reading FedAgent.com, subscribe today. It's free. Don't let this source pass you by. I'm John Adler, President of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Tony Vernetti, and I'm here talking with Jenny Mattingly from SCA and Robin Keough from FIA, and we're talking about the Public Service Recognition Week. At this time, I'd like to bring on Tracy DeMartini from OPM, who is going to tell us a little bit about what OPM and other federal agencies are doing to support the week. Tracy, I know you are busy, so thank you for spending some time with us today.
Oh, thank you for the invitation. I love to talk about PSRW.
Let me just kind of set the stage, and I hope you can just tell us a little about what OPM is doing and what federal agencies are doing, you know, to celebrate, you know, government service, and maybe kind of on a broader sense, you know, just to hopefully, you know, improve morale. And I say that because, from my perspective, federal employees really had a rough year last year, you know, with the shutdown, you know, the crankdown in conferences, the sequester, pay freezes, negative comments from Congress. It just felt like it was open season on feds, and it just sort of had an impact and affect their morale, you know. So if you wonder if you can just speak to that, you know, what OPM and other agencies, you know, are doing to kind of respond to that this year.
Sure, I'm happy to. And I have to start off by saying I have the best job in government because I get to work with all of the chief human capital officers across government. So I know what they're doing in their agencies to help keep morale up and remind folks every day why the work they do is important and why they are, in fact, valuable to keeping America running. So this is a great week for us because what we love to do is forget about all the negativity, you know, try and forget about what happened last year. Thanks for that great summary. I was trying to put it to bed, but, you know, when you put it out there again, it reminds me, we all survived 2013, which was pretty rough, but we're looking forward to recasting the light and reminding not just the employees, but Congress and the public why public employees matter. So we do have a few fun events that are planned, and we're kicking off the week with the 5K run walk, and the Chico Council will be out there. We're encouraging all of our agencies to put together teams. Last year was the first year of the walk, and we had a great turnout, and I know this year is going to be even larger. And what it is, it's just really a central rallying point for all of us to get together, do something healthy. I myself am not a runner, but I'm down there at 7 a.m. taking photos, cheering on the Chicos, looking at all the public servants that we have that come out and participate, and just remind each other that what we do matters. And so we really should embrace our careers and be proud of them. I did hear Jenny talk about the I Heart Public Service Whiteboard and Faces of Government campaign, and the Chicos are really going out of their way to encourage their staff at all levels and all across the country to submit social media photos and videos, because the one thing that is important for everyone to remember is we are all across this country. We are not just centered in D.C. So there are folks out west that are doing phenomenal things and protecting our borders and the law enforcement officials, and at every level of government, too, state and local, and, of course, the feds. So we want to be as embracing as possible.
And, Tracy, this is Jenny. I'm going to jump in because I know you guys have been working very closely with PER on this. And one of the things that I've been really impressed with as we've started working with the Chico Council is not only having you guys embrace these big initiatives, but also hearing from the agencies themselves, because they do a lot during this week, too. And I think that gets lost sometimes, is that a lot of times agency heads will do things, you know, the human capital offices will hold events or send out messages. And I think you've probably seen some of that grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to tell you, just last week, I saw a wonderful message that came out. Department of Agriculture, Dr. Greg Parham, who's in charge of administration and management, just sending a very positive reminder to his folks, reminding them to please celebrate the week. You know, we shouldn't be embarrassed to stop and say thank you to each other and to remind each other that we're important. One of the great things that OPM does, because that's where the council that I work for is located, is we actually print up thank you cards that you can fill out and give to your coworkers. Now, who doesn't like to get old-fashioned mail? So it is a lot of fun when you go into your office in the morning, because they're delivered usually in the late afternoon or early evening, and, you know, you may have some cards on your desk from folks that want to thank you for a good job or just saying they enjoy working with you. It's very low cost. It's very low profile, but it makes a huge difference, because we understand that we have jobs to do, and it's not like we're taking the week off to do nothing but relax and celebrate. But it's important, especially after the year we've had, to remind everyone the value that they bring and why the work they do matters.
And I think that goes a long way, you know, just saying thank you, you know, not only from people outside of the agency, but as you talked about, from inside the agency, from the agency heads and the leaders. And it's not necessarily need to be the cabinet secretary. You know, I think it's just as important as the first line manager, you know, to talk to their employees and say, look, thank you. You know, thank you for all the, you know, all the work you've done, you know, all year. I know this has been tough. We got budget cuts. You know, something little like that, you know, for me really goes a long way.
And you're absolutely right.
And I think the part too, Tracy, that you mentioned about it being low cost, I think people forget that you don't have to do things that take a lot of time, take a lot of money, especially when we all know the budgets are still pretty
tight. You mean I don't get a QSI with that?
No.
Not with a thank you card.
But, you know, the other thing that's really exciting, and I don't know if you guys touched on it, there will be the Nationals game on Tuesday night, and Director Archuleta from OPM will be there. There's going to be lots of Chicos in attendance. We're trying to get as many federal employees to come out to the ballpark as we possibly can. Who doesn't enjoy a great baseball game at a beautiful ballpark on a nice weeknight in May? So we're looking forward to that as well.
Is the director throwing out the first pitch?
I believe she is.
Awesome.
Excellent.
That's great news.
Are you helping her practice?
I am not, but I understand she has very good assistance from her front office, some great folks that are getting her ready. And she's going to be joined by a few special guests on the field. So I would encourage everyone to come out and see Director Archuleta in action.
And it's going to be a good game. We're playing the Dodgers, I believe.
Yes, we are.
So go Nats.
That's right. And, you know, Tracy, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we actually hadn't mentioned the Nats game already. And I I forgot. I don't know how I forgot that one because I'm going. So, but at any rate, there is, if you go to the PSRW.org website, there's a place to sign up, and federal, state, local, whoever's a government employee gets a discount.
Yes, discounted tickets.
Not just to this Nats game during PSRW, but for the season. So you can get discounted tickets.
And it's such a great time of year to go out there. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the town hall that I think is being hosted by Cokie Roberts.
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about that. It's at the Partnership for Public Service. And, you know, it's really the partnership has done this town hall during PSRW every year per assist with it. And usually they bring in cabinet secretaries and other folks who are fairly high up in the government to talk about what they're doing in their agencies to recognize public service, what they're seeing as some of the, you know, the good things that people are doing. But I think also this year, I'd be willing to bet that any conversation has to talk about morale, has to talk about employee engagement. It has to talk about, you know, how and why it's important to thank people, to recognize them in order to boost some of that morale. And I know, Tracy, I know OPM and the Chicos have really been talking about how you get at morale, engagement, those sorts of things. And I think PSRW is a good way to launch that.
Yes, Jenny, you're absolutely right. And I know we've had conversations about how important it is to keep encouraging our next generation of leaders that are coming up for the ranks. You know, I have many friends that have gone through SES candidate programs, or they're moving from being technical experts into management. And this was a tough year for them. And I'm really proud to say that many of them, you know, even going through everything that we did with the furloughs and sequestration, and frankly, all the beating up on public employees, particularly federal employees, it just made them even more recommitted to their careers. So I think it's important to realize that we need federal servants. We need people to enter federal service and to be proud of it. And we're not going to do that if we continue to beat them up and tell them, you know, that they're worthless. I think I also heard one of you say, you know, when we're considered expendable or we're, you know, not needed. I like to think of myself as needed at all times, whether, you know, the government thinks so is not or not. Because when I was sitting home during the furlough, I was worried about the work that wasn't getting done, the phone calls that weren't being returned. And I know I was in great company with all of my colleagues across government who feel the same way.
And I think that's a message that gets lost. And that's why we've been trying to do the education piece of what Public Employees Roundtable stands for.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We want to thank you for all the work you guys do and the management associations, the labor unions. It really is a common issue that brings us all together because we all suffer when we're all brought down. And it's nice for us to get together and remind each other and the public, but most especially Congress, why we are important to keeping America running.
Tracy, what kind of resources are available for somebody, you know, in an agency or even in a state and local, you know, government organization, you know, that likes to put on its own event or do something on its own just to say thank you to its employees? I know on the PSRW website, there's a toolkit there, you know, but what other resources are available out there?
Well, I start with the toolkit, and I just had a conference call last week with someone from an Air Force base in Florida and really directed them to take what was in the toolkit and customize it for what they could do on their base. And a lot of the activities that have been laid out by the roundtable and the PSRW planning committee are very transferable to the state and local level. I think folks should start with their own internal HR shops and their chief human capital officers council, if I can say that, and get them involved. And I'm sure they already have things planned at the agency level or at the local level. And the most important thing we need is for people to participate. I really am inspired and looking forward to seeing all the stories that come in during the social media campaign. I think those are really going to help put a face back on public service. A lot of folks forget all the interesting work that we do. You know, the folks that are out there in the field every day helping American citizens, you know, get the services they need. We're building buildings. We're building roads. We're protecting our borders. We're working in the jails. We're staffing veterans hospitals. I mean, the list is endless on the number of services that federal workers provide.
I know we talked so much about last year, but how do you see the energy this year? Do you really see folks turning the corner and you know, really taking off?
Well, I think they are, and I have to tell you, all of the credit does go to the chief human capital officers in the government. They take their job very seriously in keeping morale up. They are the ones that fight for the federal workers and get people to understand that we need the best and the brightest in federal service, and the way to attract them and to keep them is to not denigrate them. They really are at the front lines fighting for all of the agencies and all of the workers across the country. And I think that energy has become contagious. We're seeing labor unions being reengaged, management associations reengaged. And I think we might even be starting to attract some attention from our Congress that are realizing, you know what, enough's enough. It's been 4 years of open season on federal employees. It's really time that we stop, reexamine, and appreciate them for what they bring to the table. So I am optimistic that we are turning a corner.
Excellent. We're going to have to stop here to take our last break. And Tracy, you can stay with us, right?
Yes. Thank you.
When we return, we'll wrap up our discussion with Tracy, Jenny, and Robin about Public Service Recognition Week. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brought me to our nation's capital. I was taking a stroll around the mall when I met a very nice gentleman from Ohio who asked me a question. What kind of word is GEICO anyway? An excellent question, I replied. I told him that GEICO isn't a word, it's an acronym, and it stands for Government Employees Insurance Company. I explained how GEICO actually got its start 75 years ago to help federal employees save money on car insurance. Interesting, the man replied. But today, GEICO saves lots of people money on car insurance, including me. Have you ever thought about changing the name? I said. It's a thought. But Gecko sounds like GEICO. If we change the name, I might be out of a job. We strolled a bit more, stopped for some tea, and we both agreed. It's probably best to keep the name just like it is. GEICO.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com, then buy online or over the phone. If you're a federal employee or belong to an association like Big, Few, Young Government Leaders, and others, you may qualify for a special discount. Contact GEICO today to request your special federal savings.
Welcome back to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We are entering the last segment of our show, and we've been talking about Public Service Recognition Week and all the great events that are going on to honor and educate folks about government service. And we're talking so much about the events here in D.C. and a lot of things that are, you know, as we say, inside the Beltway. But I know there are events going on, you know, throughout the country outside of D.C., and a lot of them are being put on by the Federal Executive Board. I know there's some events in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Baltimore, Cleveland, Portland, and even out in San Francisco. Jenny, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, you know, and Tracy can probably jump in here, too, since it's, you know, run a little bit by some of her colleagues at OPM as well. But the federal executive boards have been very supportive of PSRW and of recognizing employees during this time. And for those of you listening who aren't aware of the federal executive boards, they are in various regions around the country, and they sort of, I don't want to say oversee, but they help coordinate some of the events, activities, information that's with those agencies outside of the D.C. area. And it's sort of a central focal point in different regions for the federal agencies that are out and about. I think people, one thing I was always surprised to learn is that the largest amount of federal agencies outside the D.C. area is in Colorado. So go figure. I mean, so it's one of those things where you forget that there are hubs of agencies all around and
what's
in every state. Oh, come on, don't put me on the spot for that one. I had my one little fact that I trotted out. But I will find out now after that. So, but at any rate, they usually do, you know, I think there are a lot of folks do public service awards during this time. You know, the FEBs do things, the agencies themselves outside do things. Tracy had mentioned you were talking to somebody in Florida, I think you said, you know,
yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
We do see that agencies around the country are looking for ways to engage, and they really do pick up on the theme. They usually pick up on a bunch of the social media, and, you know, that's something that not only the FEBs do, but I've also noticed that a bunch of groups, universities, cities, counties, we noticed last year, I had one of those Google alerts on my computer, and so stories would come through. And I was shocked how many universities, cities, just a whole bunch of other localities came through using our Why I Serve theme. And it's when I realized that there's a lot of people paying attention to this. We just don't always recognize that all of it's going on at the same time. And so it's really interesting to see that this is embraced all across the country. You know, there's governors that make proclamations, mayors that do proclamations. And so it really is something else I learned, too, that I did not know is that there's always a day during PSRW that is State Employee Appreciation Day. So, and that's been going on since the early 2000s, and it's run mm-hmm. through the National Association of Public Employee Groups. I'm going to get it wrong, but and also the National Governors Association. So there is this idea and this embrace of making sure that we do set aside a time to recognize people.
Well, just a little shout out to the FEBs, the federal executive boards, particularly in the federal sector. If you're not in Washington, you're not, let's be saying, inside the Beltway, you sometimes feel out of the loop a little bit. But these FEBs that are set up in, I don't know how many there are, 12 or 13. I'll put my own self on the spot. But they're very good at having all kinds of events all year long that bring federal employees together, you know, and with training, camaraderie, you know,
sure,
what have
they,
you.
They serve as a resource for federal employees in their areas all year long.
That's the right word, a resource. They're a good resource out there. And, you know, federal employees who are listening, who are out there should definitely try to take advantage of that. I know somebody wanted to talk about the thunderclap.
Yeah, we had talked about social media and about getting it out there. One of the initiatives that we are trying this year, and I'm going to try to explain it, but it's a somewhat new, or at least new to me, because I like to say I'm over the social media hill, so I don't always get all of these things that are going on as intuitively as some people do. But there's a program called Thunderclap, and what it does is allows you to sign up for a campaign, and it will then tweet the message from whoever signed up from your Twitter account so that it all goes out all at the same time and creates a big splash, so to speak, on Twitter. And so we have signed up for one this year. We are doing a Twitter campaign to say thank you to public servants everywhere. And so if you go to psrw.org, I believe the link is on there to sign up for the Thunderclap campaign, and encourage everybody to do so, because it's a great way to reach out to an exponentially larger amount of, you know, 500 tweets go out and you reach several hundred thousand people through folks' Twitter accounts.
I think the other great thing about it, too, is that you only have to take action once mm-hmm. as in order to participate in the campaign. All you have to do is go click on a link that says, yes, sign me up, and you read the little disclaimer and allow Thunderclap to send this tweet for you. So you don't have to go back and do anything on the day, which is May 4th.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything that day. Thunderclap will automatically send this thank you to public servants out at that time for everyone who signs up.
And it doesn't mean you can't also do your own message on May 4th. We're trying to do, it's sort of a tweet-a-thon, if you want to say, on May 4th. But we're trying to make it easier for people who we know are busy and not always on Twitter to not have to remember to do it at that same time. But we certainly encourage people to do it. And Tracy, it's almost in some ways a little bit like that idea of printing off the thank you cards. You know, it's just an easy way to say thank you to people.
Right. Just going a little bit more high tech. And I think really the important message is to remind folks just to say thank you. We deserve it.
Yep. And that's what this is trying to do.
And Tracy, we've got a few minutes left here, and I wanted to just sort of give you an opportunity, you know, for anything that you wanted to say to folks out there on behalf of OPM or to the agencies.
Well, I just think it's really important to any, especially to the federal workers listening, to please touch base with their Chico offices and see how you can get involved and participate in PSRW Week, and to definitely take advantage of the social media options. We want your pictures. We want your stories. One of the things we've done in OPM under Director Archuleta is we have lots of photos throughout our halls showing employees working for the different agencies in all the different capacities and all the different places across the country, and we really want to bring home the idea that federal service is critical to this country and that it is in every state, every county, and we want everyone to be proud of it.
And I think that's a good point. I really like those photos. I look at them when I'm in OPM, and you know, it really does put a personal touch. And there's some people out there that I walk around and I say, huh, who knew somebody's doing that? Somebody's, you know, working for the government at this agency or doing this type of job. But one of the other points we haven't talked on and spoken about, and I think the message of saying thank you and what people do for their country that I know the Public Employees Roundtable will be putting out some messages to say thanks to are the folks who, especially, you know, from our perspective, the federal employees at this point, who died in the line of duty over the last year doing their jobs. And, you know, we had some very high profile stories through the Navy Yard, but there were quite a few. There were firefighters, there were law enforcement officers, there were quite a few folks. And I think that's the side of federal service that people sometimes forget is that folks do, you know, make the ultimate sacrifice in terms of giving their lives on the line for the country in the terms of doing their job. So I think that's an also a thank you and an important message that we'll be trying to talk about and over the years find a different way to really make that message out there so that people understand what these employees have sacrificed.
So I know each year PSRW depends, you know, a lot on sponsors, you know, whether, you know, corporate sponsors and other, you know, sponsors, you know, out there to really make the event a successful, you know, and entertaining, you know, for everybody. So, you know, Robin or Jenny, can you tell us a little bit about the sponsors?
Sure. We're really excited this year. One of the things that's so great about the 5K is that it gives us a chance to thank our sponsors publicly as well. These are folks who support federal employees, public employees in general, all across the country in their work all the time. And they're coming out and supporting us at the 5K. Our gold level sponsors this year are Geico and Federal Times. They are giving us a huge amount of support to make this race happen. Federal Times, you know, talks about federal employees all the time, and it's really nice to see them getting behind something that honors feds and other public employees as well. And then Blue Cross Blue Shield and actually Federal News Radio are sponsors as well. They are stepping up and giving us some help. And the wonderful thing is that we were actually able to cover the costs of the race completely through our sponsors' donations this year. So all of the proceeds that come from the race registrations will go to help federal employees and their families.
That's outstanding. But you failed to mention feds.
Which is a sponsor
we're
as well.
Big sponsors, Tony.
So we certainly, you know,
there are a lot of other folks.
You know, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
who
I'm
are
just
supporting?
Kidding.
No, but it's a good point, Tony, because you know there are a lot of organizations. Many of the board organizations from the Public Employees Roundtable have made contributions to support these activities as well.
And I think that's one of the important things is that support for federal employees and for state and local, and you know, you find this across the country, it's not just the federal employees who work there, it's not just the agencies, it's that a lot of people really recognize what goes on, and that means private businesses too, that they really understand and have a history of supporting the federal government and supporting the federal workforce. So I think that's one of, as we've said, the beauty of PSRW is that it really does bring people out and bring people together that might not always be working on the same page. And so that's something that I don't think you always see when you talk about the federal workforce, is that you've got a lot of divergent opinions on it. And this is the one time you see that.
I'm really excited also that OPM is so supportive of everything this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tracy, I'm thrilled to hear we're going to have a Chico Council team out at the race. That'll be great.
Oh, it's our second team. We were out there last year.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're very excited, and you will also see lots of agencies. And I just want to echo, you're absolutely right. OPM is leading the charge for PSRW. We are the, you know, face, if you will, of public employees in the federal government. And we are very proud of all the work that the federal workforce does on a daily basis to keep this country running. So we're very happy to be involved in this effort.
So just if you need more information, it's www.psrw.org. Robin, one more time, the website for the race?
Publicservice5k.com.
Okay, that's all the time we have for the show today. Thanks, ladies, for a wonderful show, and thank you out there for joining us. And we certainly hope to see you out there in a couple of weeks honoring the service of our federal, state, and local government workers. Just a reminder that Fed Talk is brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth. Hope everyone has a great weekend.